This is who you know, Dmitry Samarov. I just wanted to share this list from Georges Perec's Life, a User's Manual, with you. 1. The coronation at Covadonga of Alkmaar's victor, Don Pelage. 2. The Russian singer and Schoenberg living in Holland as exiles. 3. The deaf cat on the top floor with one blue and one yellow eye. 4. Barrels of sand being filled by order of the fumbling Cretan. 5. The miserly old woman marking all her expenses in a notebook. 6. The puzzle maker's backgammon game giving him his bad tempers. 7. The concierge watering potted plants for residents went away. 8. The parents naming their son Gilbert after Beko, their idol. 9. A bigamous count's wife accepting his Turkish female rescuer. 10. The businesswoman regretting that she had to leave the land. 11. The boy taking down the bins, dreaming how to write his novel. 12. The Australian round-the-worlder and her well-dressed nephew. 13. The anthropologist failing to locate the ever-evasive tribe. 14. The cook's refusal of an oven with a self-cleansing device. 15. 1% sacrificed to art by the MD of a worldwide hotel company. 16. The nurse casually leafing through a shiny new photo magazine. 17. The poet who went on a pilgrimage shipwrecked at Arkhangelsk. 18. The impatient Italian violin player who riled his miniaturist. 19. The fat sausage-eating couple keeping their wireless set on. 20. The one-armed officer after the bombardment of General HQ. 21. The daughter's sad reveries at the side of her father's bed. 22. Austrian customers getting just the steamiest Turkish bath. 23. The Paraguayan odd job man getting ready to ignite a letter. 24. The billionaire sporting knickerbockers to practice painting. 25. The Woods and Water Department official opens a sanctuary for birds. 26. The widow with her souvenirs wrapped in old weekly magazines. 27. An international thief taken to be a high-ranking magistrate. 28. Robinson Crusoe leading a very decent lifestyle on his isle. 29. The domino-playing rodent who feasted on dried-out Edam rind. 30. The suffering word snuffer messing around in old bookshops. 31. The black-clad investigator selling the latest key to dreams. 32. The man in vegetable oils opening a fish restaurant in Paris. 33. The famous old soldier killed by a loose Venetian chandelier. 34. The injured cyclist who then married his pacemaker's sister. 35. The cook whose master ingested only eggs and poached haddock. 36. The newlyweds taking credit over 2 years to have a luxury bed. 37. The art dealer's deserted wife, left for an Italian Angelina. 38. The childhood friend reading the biographies of her 5 nieces. 39. The gentleman who inserted into bottles figures made of cork. 40. An archaeologist researching the Arab king's Spanish capital. 41. The Pole living quietly in the Oise now his clowning is over. 42. The hag who cut the hot water to stop her son-in-law shaving. 43. A Dutchman who knew any number could be but the sum of K primes. 44. Robert Cyprian devising his supremely clever crossword clue. 45. The scientist learning to lip-read the deaf-mute's equations. 46. The Albanian terrorist serenading his love, an American star. 47. The Stuttgarter businessman wanting to roast his leg of boar. 48. Dodeca's owner's son preferring the porn trade to priesthood. 49. A barman speaking pidgin in order to swap his mother goddess. 50. The boy seeing in his dreams the cake he had not been allowed. 51. Seven actors each refusing the role after they'd seen the script. 52. A deserter from U.S. forces in Korea allowing his squad to die. 53. The superstar who started out as a sex-changed guitar player. 54. A red-headed white man enjoying a rich Maharaja's tiger hunt. 55. A liberal grandfather moved to creation by detective story. 56. The expert penman copying surahs from the Quran in the Kasbah. 57. Angelica's aria from Arcanades Orlando, requested by Orphonic. 58. The actor plotting suicide with the help of a foster brother. 59. Her arm held high, a Japanese athlete bears the Olympic torch. 60. Embattled Aetius stopping the Huns on the Catalonian fields. 61. Salim's arrow hitting the end wall of a room 888 meters long. 62. The staff sergeant deceasing because of his rubber gum binge. 63. The maid of the Fox alighting on Fitzjames' final messages. 64. The student staying in a room for 6 months without budging. 65. The producer's wife off yet again on a trip around the globe. 66. The central heating engineer making sure the fuel jet ignites. 67. The executive who entertained all his workmates very grandly. 68. The boy sorting medical blotters he'd been collecting avidly. 69. The actor cook hired by an American lady who was hugely rich. 70. The former croupier who turned into a shy, retiring old lady. 71. The technician trying a new experiment and losing three fingers. 72. The young lady living in the Ardennes with a Belgian builder. 73. The doctor's ancestor nearly solving the synthetic gem conundrum. 74. The ravishing American magician and Mephisto agreeing a deal. 75. The curio dealer's son in red leather on his Guzzi bike. 76. The principal destroying the secrets of the German scientist. 77. The historian turned down 46 times, burning his 1,200-page manuscript. 78. A Jap who turned a quartz watch company into a gigantic syndicate. 79. The Swedish diplomat trying madly to avenge his son and wife. 80. The delayed Voyager begging to have her green beans returned. 81. The star seeking admission by meditating a recipe for afters. 82. The lady who was interested in hoarding clockwork mechanisms. 83. The magician guessing answers with digits selected at random. 84. The Russian prince presenting a mahogany sofa shaped in an S. 85. The superfluous driver playing card games to use up his hours. 86. A medic hoping to make a mark on gastronomy with crab salad. 87. an optimistic engineer liquidating his exotic hides business. 88. The Japanese sage initiating in great anguish three free men. 89. A self-taught old man again going over his sanatorium stories. 90. A relative twice removed, obliged to auction his inheritance. 91. Customs and excise men unpacking the raging princess's samovar. 92. The trader in Indian cotton goods doing up a flat on the 8th. 93. French-style overtures brought to the Hamburg Opera by a Hun. 94. Marguerite restoring things seen through a magnifying glass. 95. The puzzle maker with his ginger cat taking the name of Cherie. 96. The nightclub waiter legging up on stage to start a cabaret. 97. The rich amateur leaving his musical collection to a library. 98. A housing and estate agency woman looking at the empty flat. 99. The lady doing the Englishman's black cardboard puzzle boxes. 100. The critic committing four crimes for one of Percival's seascapes. 101. The praetor ordering 3,000 Lusitanians to be killed in a day. 102. A student in a long coat staring at a map of the Paris metro. 103. The building manager trying to solve his cash flow problems. 104. The girl studying the craftsman's rings to sell in her store. 105. Nationalists fighting the Damascene publisher who was French. 106. A little girl gnawing at the edges of her shortbread cookies. 107. The maid imagining she'd seen the evil eye in an undertaker. 108. A painstaking scientist examining rats' reactions to poisons. 109. The pranking student who put beef stock in the vegetarian soup. 110. A workman gazing at his letter as he leaves with two others. 111. The aged gentleman's gentleman recomputing his nth factorial. 112. The staggered priest offering help to a Frenchman lost in New York. 113. The druggist spending his fortune on the holy vase of Joseph. 114. The jigsaw glue being perfected by head of a chemistry lab. 115. That gent in a black cloak donning new, tight-fitting gloves. 116. Old Gaillard cutting Bellmer's sheet in two through the middle. 117. Original fine champagne proffered to Colbert by Dom Perignon. 118. A gay waltz being written by an old friend of Liszt and Chopin. 119. Agreeably drowsy after a lunch, Monsieur Riri sitting at his counter. 120. Gallant Amerigo learning a continent was to be named America. 121. Mark Twain reading his obituary long before he'd intended to. 122. The woman polishing a dagger that was Kleber's murder weapon. 123. The college endowed by its ex-rector, an expert in philology. 124. The single mother reading Pirandello's story of Dadi, Romeo. 125. The historian who used pseudonyms to publish rubbishy novels. 126. The librarian collecting proof that Hitler continues to live. 127. A blind man tuning a Russian prima donna's grand pianoforte. 128. A decorator making the most of the young pig's crimson bones. 129. The agent trading K cowries, believing he'd make millions at it. 1:30, the disappointed customer who, in dyeing her hair, lost it all. 1:31, the assistant librarian using red pencil to ring opera crits. 1:32, the lovelorn coachman who thought he'd heard a rodent mewing. 1:33, the kitchen lads bringing up hot tasty snacks for a grand do. 1:34, the nurse's milk jug spilt on the carpet by two naughty cats. 1:35, a Tommy and his bride-to-be stuck between floors in the lift. 1:36, the book dealer who found three of Victor Hugo's original manuscripts. 1:37, the English au pair reading an epistle from her boyfriend. 1:38, the ordnance general who was shot in the lounge of his hotel. 1:39, the doctor whom loaded firearms forced to carry out surgery. 1:40, safari buffs with their native guide posing for the camera. 1:41, the French prof getting pupils of vacation assignments marked. 1:42, a beautiful Polish woman and her wee son dreaming of Tunisia. 1:43, the judge's spouse whose pearls had cooked black in the fire. 1:44, the cyclist struggling for recognition for his one-hour record. 1:45, a conscript startled on seeing his old physics school teacher. 1:46, the ex-landlord dreaming of a hero of the traditional kind. 1:47, a conductor rehearsing his band for 9 weeks, again and again. 1:48, a gifted numerate aspiring to construct a massive radio mast. 1:49, Antipodean fans giving their idol a present of 71 white mice. 1:50, the Spanish ex-concierge not too keen to unjam the lift door. 1:51, listening to an enormous phonogram, a smoker of an 89 centime cigar. 1:52, a choreographer returning to torment the loveless ballerina. 1:53, the man who delivered wine on a trike doing the hall mirrors. 1:54, an obviously pornographic old man waiting at the school gate. 1:55, the botanist hoping an ivory epiphyllum would carry his name. 1:56, the so-called Russian who solved every brain teaser published. 1:57, the infant Mozart performing for Louis and Marie Antoinette. 1:58, a sword swallower who on medication threw up a load of nails. 1:59, a man who made religious articles dying of cold in the woods. 1:60, blind horses deep down in the mine hauling railway wagons. 1:61, a urologist musing on the arguments of Galen and Asclepiades. 1:62, a handsome pilot looking for the castle at Corbenic on a map. 1:63, the carpenter's workman warming his hands at the wood chip fire. 1:64, visitors to the Orient trying to solve the magic ring puzzle. 1:65, ballet maestro beaten to death in the USA by three hoodlums. 1:66, a princess who said prayers at her regal granddad's bedside. 1:67, the tenant for 6 weeks, insisting on full checks on all pipes. 1:68, a manager who managed to be away for 4 months in the year. 1:69, a lady who owned a curio shop fishing for a Malasol cucumber. 1:70, the man who saw his own death warrant in a newspaper cutting. 1:71, the emperor thinking of the eagle to attack the Royal Navy. 1:72, famous works improved by celebrated artist Layer of Haze. 173. Eugène of Savoy having a list made of his of the relics of Golgotha. 174. In a polka dot dress, a woman knitted beside the seaside. 175. The Tommies enjoying girls' gym practices on a Pacific beach. 176. Gideon Spilett locating the last match in his trouser pocket. 177. A young trapeze artist refusing to climb down from his perch. 178. Woodworms' hollow honeycombs solidified by an Italian artist. 179. Lonely Valen putting every bit of the block onto his canvas.